Hey, how's it going, everyone? Today I'm going to talk about a topic that actually impacts me pretty heavily because I think it's one of those things where it's something I've always grown up with. It's something my culture really leans into. And at the end of the day, I think it's good to us, but it's not good for us. And that is dopamine and video game culture and these quick hits. All these dopamine, attractors that we have in our lives today, they really do us harm, in my opinion. And I think what I'm trying to do in my life is find ways to reduce some of those dopamine quick hits and actually turn it to more sustainable long-term solutions. Now, so I'm not trying to be pessimistic in this podcast, but I'm just trying to point out, I feel like a lot of individuals today, they're actually starved for substance. So I went to a church today and they were saying that when you give a kid candy, they'll eat it really quick. Maybe they'll try to take a couple more. They'll eat them. And then they'll be starved. They'll be starved for substance. They'll feel empty inside. It'll feel good in the moment, of course. And it'll be this big euphoric high, a little bit of a sugar rush. But maybe 10, 15 minutes later, they're starved. I think the same thing as that sugar candy example can be applied to every area of our life. Everything from our workouts, to our relationships, to our jobs, to our money. Everything, I feel like, has that dopamine quick hit, and it's actually not good for us. So, for me, I grew up playing so many video games, guys. This was one of the things that I really leaned into personally, and I think, I don't necessarily regret any of it. I had a lot of good memories playing games. I met a lot of cool people, but at the end of the day, playing this much video games, it led to a lot of immediate dopamine releases that kind of tricked me and my mind into thinking I'm accomplishing something, when in reality, I'm not. I'm just wasting time and maybe having a little bit of fun along the way, right? So, it was one of those things where you complete a task in a game and you get rewarded, and there's that big pop, that sound, that you get like a little box with a couple gifts and rewards. Life isn't really like that. Life doesn't actually give you little rewards every small task you achieve. Like if I go and I help someone carry something up the stairs, maybe I'll get a thank you, but it's not like I'll get a present every time I do something like that. It's more indirect. But I think today, a lot of us are addicted to phone games. We're addicted to Tinder and Hinge and different apps, and just we do different things because of the dopamine release that's associated with it. And, it's one of those things where back in the day, we had very organic relationships, very traditional, well-developed. There was a lot of structure beneath them. You fall in love with someone, you meet at a bar, and you start writing letters, and you go drop off to their house. Now, it's a numbers game. People just sit on their phone. It's very shallow and surface level. They do the swiping and I get it. That's society evolving, right? And I think there's some pros, but there's also a lot of cons that I don't think we're addressing. And the thing is, you get these little dopamine hits when you get a match and the confetti goes up, or when you're buying Robinhood, the confetti comes up when you make a trade. And there's a lot of little things that gamify our world and our life today. And I don't know if it's for the better. So for example, another one is art. Art used to be invested and cherished. There used to be so much time and effort and beautiful colors that would take time to put together. And nowadays, you look at it, you look at some of these NFTs and these AI-generated art pieces, and you go and you see some of this abstract art, and you're like, wow, my two-year-old son could have done this better, and it would have been something that's free. And these bananas with shoestrings, I saw this before, they sell for millions of dollars. And it's kind of sad. It kind of shows where our society is, that we are valuing things that shouldn't have value. And it's kind of like this paradox inverse universe we're living in. And I think art, and I also look at it like, there was this show we were watching, maybe it was 7, 8 years ago, Game of Thrones, and I was watching it with my friends, and we were all sitting there watching the TV, and Game of Thrones is a pretty good show, and there were like three or four of my friends, or probably like six or seven of us, but about half of us, not me and not one of my other friends, but everyone was on their Instagram. Everyone was on Twitter. Everyone was just kind of scrolling and getting those dopamine hits, and they couldn't even watch a show. This is a show, guys. This is a good show. One of the best shows ever created. And you can't keep your phone down for 40 minutes. You see it also in person when you go to a restaurant. People have their phones out when you're at the dinner table with them. What's more important on that phone than the company that you're sitting with? You know, it's kind of insulting, actually, and I'm not a big fan of that. But, you know, it's like people nowadays, they cannot get off that phone. They cannot get off their electronic devices, and they do things to escape. It's an escape mechanism. While I do like placing the occasional gamble here and there, now we're seeing people gamble nonstop on sports. They try to get that dopamine thrill every Sunday. And back in the day, we would actually play the sport. And then maybe a decade or two ago, we'd watch the sport on TV or something. But now it's just watching the sport isn't enough. We need to gamble on it now. And that's the thing. It's like, where does it stop? We're all so starved of dopamine that, you know, now it's like I'd have a hard time watching a game without placing a bet on it now. And it's just sad to see society devolve into this kind of way. Now, you know, things are getting smaller. There's attention spans that are getting lower. And our minds are being hijacked for attention at every turn. And while this is true that we, at the end of the day, need to be careful what we put our minds to, oftentimes it's thrown into place by the algorithm through Instagram Reels or TikTok. You know, I'm personally, and again, I probably sound like an extremist saying this, and again, I have my opinions on finance and money and economics, but I'm seriously of the belief that a return to a harder money will return us to this slower, more traditional culture, because the incentives right now are not aligned at all. We are in this quick fix, high dopamine rush, like surface level, shallow society. We're not. I have some deep relationships with people, but oftentimes it's just shallow, you know, nice to know you, nice to see you. You don't talk into the depths anymore because people are so guarded and careful, and it's just strange. And I think we've started to see more of this shift when we've moved to this softer money. And I'm hopeful that we move to a harder money in the future that will actually undo and unwind a lot of this fiat high time preference mentality we have. So as a lot of us know, like, things are just so fast paced now. And, you know, we're all in this hamster wheel, right? We all wake up early, we work all day, we come home, we eat out maybe, or we have a dinner, watch some TV, fall asleep. It's this never ending cycle, right? And I think fiat's distorted everything around us. Fiat currency, it warps our perception and our view of how things should be. And it's hard to see that because it's like kind of the example I made a few weeks ago about the fish and water. Does the fish ever question what is water? No, water just is. Does the gazelle ever analyze what is grass? No, the grass just is. They gaze the grass. You know, at the end of the day, we're in a situation where I don't think we question our money, right? Why don't we? It's what we work 8 hours a day for. And I think we need to do that more. We need to be more based. We need to have more grounding in our decisions and our principles. We need longer time preference behavior. We need to be more based and principled, and we need to be in sync with our values of a society and as an individual, and not just chase that quick fix, that dopamine hit, that gamble that just keeps us happy in the short term, just like that kid having that candy in the short term. We can make it happen. I'm sure we're going to make things well in our lives, but we just need to make sure to keep up, keep going. And at the end of the day, we're going to be successful. Anyways, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Are you guys noticing this dopamine culture just continue to rise with no end in sight? Do you think we'll ever see a shift back to a more traditional approach? I think kind of the cat's out of the bag. You know, all bets are off with how the future will progress with our dopamine addicted culture. But at the end of the day, I think there are some pros. And it's just important that we recognize when our attention spans are leaving us and that we stay humble and we make sure to have that long time preference behavior as it comes to our mindset. Anyways, guys, I love putting this together. Please be sure to share it. Please be sure to like it. I appreciate all your support as always, and I'll see you in the next one.